It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Great to be with you. We're going to continue with part six, our series on the rapture controversy. Is there really going to be a rapture of the saints, a catching up? Wow. What an event that would be. Is the last trumpet going to blow and we all rise in the air and the dead rise even before us and we meet them in the air? Oh, the old timers talked about that holy meeting in the air. Boy. Won't that be glorious? But is it true? Oh, I believe it is. Do you doubt it? Well, just listen to this series, The Rapture Controversy. It may not happen just the way some other pastors have said it. We're going to see what the scriptures say. Now, before we do, we'd love for you to write to us and let us know what you think about our program. And also, we'd love to hear about your prayer needs. Do you have a need for prayer today? Well, friend, God has the answers. And we'd love to pray for you. If you're led, of course, by the Holy Ghost to give to this old-fashioned ministry, that's what we are. Of course, we always keep up with everything that's new, but we always stick with the biblical principles that are the ancient landmarks of the faith. If you want a church that's into stuff that's new and that wants to change the Bible and go to the new versions, well, friends, please, turn it to another station. But if you believe in the King James Bible, you believe that God's word will never change, not one jot, not one tittle. Do you know how little a jot or a tittle is? Well, look up Webster's. And Jesus said that his word would never change. Did you know that he read the Bible at synagogue? He read from Isaiah. Now, he could have just said, well, friends, I'd like to read this to you, but there have been so many versions of Isaiah, I really don't know what's true. But Jesus actually read. You know what that means? The version that they had there in Hebrew, or Aramaic, some would say, was exactly what we have today. Jesus trusted in the Bible. Well, a lot of pastors don't today. Well, that's not Bible Home Church. Go to that church that doesn't believe in the Bible. They might make you feel good. You know, they might omit some of the things in the Bible that you're doing, some of the sins. That just might give you a good, warm, fuzzy feeling to be able to be a homosexual or an adulterer or a liar or something and say, why, there ain't nothing in the Bible against it. Well, maybe not in those Bibles of the new versions, but there is in the King James Bible. Well, please write to us. We'd love to hear from you. We put the Bible first. And Jesus should be head of the home, and we're a church. And you can join us, too, by the way, and become a member of this church, even a member of the radio audience at large. Just let us know you'd like to join by profession of faith. Now, we're going to have a beautiful song for you. Then we'll go right into today's message, part six of the Rapture Controversy. We have the cathedrals on the line here today. We shall see Jesus. Wow, that's pretty appropriate for the Rapture Controversy. We shall see Jesus. I'm Pastor Tex Mars. We shall see Jesus right now. And then our message for today.
We shall see Jesus. Just as he once on people were gathered, hoping to see him. as thousands were fed. And he touched the blind eyes, healed broken spirits. Amen. He moved with compassion. Why, even raised up the dead. Once on a hillside, people watching as Jesus, he was crucified. No one showed mercy to the one who and he died. Once on a hillside, people were gathered. Oh, Jesus had risen, amen, and soon would ascend.
God says to his people, come on up, enter thou into thy chambers. Remember Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Here he says, I've got your place waiting for you. Come on up and shut the doors about you. And in just a little moment, my indignation will be overpassed on this earth. My friends, he's going to raise us up. First the dead come up. They rise up out of their graves. Isaiah right with them. That's right. And then it says here that we who remain, obviously, come my people, enter thou into thy chambers.
Now, what does God mean by his indignation? Verse 21, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. My friends, the dead rise first. Then the Christians are ordered to come up and be with God. He's got places for us. He's got chambers for you. He's got mansions for you. And then what happens here on earth? The Lord comes out of heaven, and my friend, he punishes the inhabitants of the earth, those who rejected them, those who persecuted the Christians, those who refused to believe, all of those for their iniquity, they will be punished. That is the fury and the wrath of God. Then chapter 27 says, in that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword, that's the word of God, that's his sword, shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. My friends, that's when Satan is going to get his comeuppance. First, the people of this world who have rejected God, they will see God's fury. He will come out of his place and punish them for their iniquity. And then Satan is going to be, I don't want to be anywhere near the devil at that time. What a beautiful picture. And by the way, I didn't even go to the next verse. It's just as beautiful. It talks about, in that day, sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. The Lord, boy, talk about, he is going to bring wonderful things. Then we have the joys of the millennium, the joys of being with the Lord, and the building up of God's people. Oh, I'll tell you, you'll want to read that. Well, Isaiah 26, 27. Amazing in its clarity there. Now, I'm going to take you right away to Matthew 24. I want to read you this because it's very important. You see, his disciples ask the Lord, what will be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world? Tell us, they said, that's chapter 24, verse 3. Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? This is it, my friends. What will be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world? Woo! What a question. Now, I don't have time on this program today to read it all to you. You need to go because Jesus explains in great detail everything that is going to happen before he comes again and before the end of the world. He explains it all. But I want to get very quickly down to verse 21. It says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. There is coming a time. First, there's going to be all kinds of false prophets to arise. Iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. All of those things. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. For then shall be great tribulation, says the Lord. I'm telling you, friends, it's all hell's going to be breaking loose down here. Verse 22 says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Hey, if Jesus Christ didn't end it all and stop the great tribulation, no one would be saved. We'd all perish. The wicked and the good alike, the wicked and the righteous, I should say, alike. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. My friends, you know what that means? The elect are going to be right here during tribulation. During all of these things, you're going to be right here. You said, I thought I was going to be raptured first. Well, just read Matthew 24. That's what it says. All of those things. Great tribulation. It's going to be so bad in that tribulation that if it were not for the elect's sake, God says, okay, for the elect's sake, for the sake of those who trust in me as Lord and Savior, for their sake, I will not destroy all of mankind. Well, where do you think you're going to be? Right here. Verse 23 says, That's after the great tribulation. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that were, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The very elect are going to be here. And there's going to be false prophets and great tribulation. And they're going to try to deceive you, even saying that they're Jesus Christ himself. Come back again. Verse 25 says, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. So the devil is even going to try to deceive the very elect, if it were possible, but it's not. Well, how are we going to know the true Jesus? How are we going to know when the true Jesus comes? Because didn't he promise us that he would catch us up to be in the air with him? You better believe he did. Listen, after all of these things I've just told you, then we get to verse 27. 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, my friends. And then verse 29 says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Verse 30, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. It goes on to say, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven unto the other. Now we're going to go over to 1 Thessalonians. This is an amazing chapter here. Chapter 2. This is the chapter that confounds all people who have wrong doctrines, who have false doctrines. And I'm talking about Hal Lindsey, John Woolford, and all of the others. This is the one chapter they cannot answer. Dave Hunt, they've all been so confused about it, you wouldn't even believe it. It's unbelievable. But listen, you latch onto this, and don't listen to any of their lies and their theories, but you listen to the Word of God, and you believe in this, and you'll be safe. Here's what it says. Here's what Paul said. You see, a lot of people were asking him about this. When is Jesus going to come again? Has Jesus already come? People began to get frightened there. And in Thessalonica, they actually ask Paul, did Jesus come already and we miss him? I worry about that sometime myself. And I'm a strong Christian. I mean, I've woke up in bed and my wife's gone. I said, oh my, I hope Jesus didn't come and leave me behind. But it just so happens she's gone into the kitchen to get something. She couldn't sleep or something, and she went to get her glass of milk or something. No, God's not going to leave you behind if you're his, but I just want to make sure. Well, listen to this, chapter 2. Here's Paul's answer. It's amazing. He says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. He's saying, listen to me closely. He's saying, I want you to understand this. This is important. I want to tell you something about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and about our gathering together unto him. In other words, about the rapture, about the catching up of the church. He says, verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ, my friend, is the day when Christ comes and lifts up his people from this earth. Paul is saying here, listen, don't be shaken in your mind. Don't be troubled. Even if a spirit comes to you. Verse 3 says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except. Okay, let's stop right there. See, Paul is saying, even if a spirit comes to you, even if somebody says, hey, we got a letter from the Apostle Paul. He said, don't believe it. Let no man deceive you by any means. Oh, I think there are false spirits. I think there are false gospels. I think there are false Bibles, false Bible versions. There are those who say, Paul wrote this, but he didn't write it. These are false Bibles. But believe the King James. Here's what it says. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come. What day? The day of Christ. The day when he comes again and he gathers us together unto him. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, friends, listen. Two things, two events must precede. In other words, come before Jesus rapturing or catching up his people. Before the gathering of the saints, two great events will occur. That's what Paul said. And he said, don't let anybody deceive you about this. I don't care if a false angel comes. I don't care if somebody says, well, I've got it from Paul in writing. Don't believe it, because Jesus will not come again to rapture the church until two things happen. Two things occur. What are those two things? A falling away first, and don't try to take away now, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition. Now, people who believe you don't have anything to worry about, you'll never receive any tribulation, no problems at all, just everything is hunky-dory, prosperity, and great blessings come upon all those who are of Christ. And then one day you're raptured out of here. And of course, you'll never have to worry about the mark of the beast or the image of the beast. You'll never have to worry about the Antichrist and who he is. Why? You don't even have to read that book of Revelation. I've heard Christians tell me that. They say, I don't even read the book of Revelation. It doesn't matter to me. I'll be raptured. Those things will happen after I get out of here. I've heard them say that. Oh, I don't have to worry about the Antichrist, things like that. I don't even study that part of the Bible. I won't even be here. I always like to say, you know, sister or brother, do you think God just put that in the Bible just for fun? Did he just want to help printers make some money by printing copies of the Bible? Do they need a little extra bucks in the printing press industry? Is that why he put entire books of the Bible telling you about these events? He put it here for a reason. Why did he put Matthew 24? Well, it doesn't matter, really. We'll be out of here. It doesn't matter. Friends, every word of God matters. Every bit of this Bible matters. And I'm not going to take out all these chapters. I'm not going to take out 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm not going to take out Isaiah 26 and 27, Isaiah 56 and 57. I'm not going to strip from the Bible the book of Revelation. Don't ask me. Don't waste my time. God must have wanted us to study this and know about it, because it has meaning for you and me right now. Now, if you don't believe me, though, if you believe the Hal Lindseys and the Billy Grahams and these others, then you'll say, well, something's wrong here. I've always been told that Jesus could come tonight. He could come at any time. His coming is imminent. Well, friends, I do believe, I feel the imminency of Jesus coming again. But I also know this. He said there were certain events that would have to occur before that great coming. What events? Two. Two at least. There are others. But here in 2 Thessalonians, those two things are first, a falling away first, and second, the man of sin be revealed. Now, Walvoord and Dave Hunt and the others have said, well, now we've got to explain this. I wonder what that means, that falling away. Oh, I know. Let's explain it this way. The falling away, that's the rapture. Jesus won't come again until the rapture occurs. Because that rapture is the falling away. People fall away from the earth. The church of God, see, they fall away. They fall away like gravity fails and they just fall away from the earth. like they fall off a mountain and suddenly they end up with God. Yeah, that's it. The church falls away. Oh my. You know, these same people point out that the King James is flawed. They say, well, really, you know, the words there really don't mean falling away. They must mean catching up or rapture. Friends, I just tell you the words, what they say. They say there'll be a great falling away. And that falling away means that there will be a rebellion, a revolt against God. There will be an abandonment of God's true principles and doctrines and teachings. And that abandonment, that revolt, that rebellion. In fact, the Greek word there is apostasia, the apostasy. That apostasy will result in what happening? And it says, the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Friends, the great falling away leads to that. You say, well, that's the rapture. First of all, it doesn't make much sense, does it? Will the Apostle Paul say something to this effect? Now listen to me, church. The rapture won't occur till the rapture occurs. If the falling away is the rapture, then why does he say, you know, the gathering of the saints won't be until the gathering of the saints? It doesn't make any sense. Why would he repeat himself? Imagine. There's different times here. In other words, here's what Paul is basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing it. He says, I beseech you, brethren, that the day of the Lord will not come, and the Lord Jesus will not rapture us until there is a great falling away and the Antichrist is revealed. Well, then how can we then say, well, Dave Hunt and these people say, Jesus Christ will not come to rapture us, the day of Christ will not come until the day of Christ comes. Or until he won't rapture us until the rapture comes.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.